சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம் சகனாபவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
The whole universe we can divide into two categories. One is living beings and non-living things. The whole universe you can divide into two classifications. Number one is living beings and non-living things. In other words, we can say animate and inanimate. Are Chaitanyam and Jadam, sentient things and insentient things, objects. The sentient beings which are experiencing the non-sentient or insentient objects. The whole world is nothing but the sentient beings objectifying the insentient things. For example, all living beings, human beings, animals, birds, insects, all of them are looking at the insentient objects which are not having life in them. Jada vastu. So the chaitanyam, that which is sentient, chaitanya means sentient, all sentient beings are perceiving the insentient world. This is what the whole universe. Now, in the first category, that is living beings are sentient beings, they are having the chaitanyam, sentiency, life principle. Among those sentient beings, there are so many crores and crores of species. In sentient beings, there are crores and crores of species, varieties of living beings. Among so many varieties of species, human being is the crown of the species. Human being, I the human being, is the crown of the species. Crown means what? Superior. I the human being is superior than all other species. Why I am superior? There is a nice beautiful shloka tells, I am superior, I the human being is superior who is sentient, because ahara nidra bhaya maidhu nancha. Ahara, taking food, is equal to those other beings and to me also. They are also eating, I am also eating. Ahara, same. That is not making me superior. Okay. Nidra, all other beings are also sleeping. Animals, birds are also sleeping. I am also sleeping. In that aspect also, I am not superior. Because they are also having the same faculty. Bhaya, they also have fear. I also have fear. I, the human being, also have fear. So in this aspect also, I and the other living beings are same. Ahara over, nidra, bhaya, maidhuna, progeny, giving birth to my generations, no? Same species. They are also giving birth to their generation, progeny. I, the human being, also doing the same thing. So in that also I am not superior, because it is common to me and other beings. But ahara nidra bhaya maidhunancha samanyam, common. We have understood this. Samanyam etat. All these are samanyam. For whom it is samanyam, common, general? Pashubhihi naranam. For animals or other beings and me. So this is clear. Are you having any doubt in this? No doubt. Then how can I claim I am superior? Our Rishi says, buddhirihi tesham adhiko visheshaha. I, the human being, have got buddhi, intelligence. Buddhihi tesham adhikaha visheshaha. An extra superior quality I have, the human being I have, is buddhihi, intelligence. Suppose I don't have buddhi, what will happen? Buddhir vihinaha pashubhihi samanaha. He will be equal to the pashu, animals. Therefore, now I can claim I am a superior, because all of us have got a buddhi, intelligence. There is a gap, please adjust. Come forward. So, I am superior. Now you can claim yourself. Every one of us can claim, I am superior. Not only having buddhi, there is another important point we have to note. What makes me superior? That is, a human being have a goal in the life. Goal or aim or destination. I want to accomplish this. I want to achieve this. That goal, that aspiration is possible only to human being. That privilege human being has got. Are you getting the point? Human being has got a goal. I want to become an engineer. I want to become a doctor. I want to become a lawyer. I want to become a lecturer. I want to become a scientist. I want to become a musician. I want to become a dancer. I want to become a player, that cricket player. All these are nothing but goals, destination. Tell me, any monkey or dog can have this? Any monkey or cattle or cow or any animal can have this goal in their life? I, the human being, have got this privilege. That means what? I am superior than other beings. This goal alone, everyone want to achieve. Goals may be different, but everyone have got that one or other goal in their life. Everyone has got their own goal. This goal alone is called in Sanskrit Arthaha. Arthaha. Artha means there are different meanings. Artha means meaning. A word meaning is also called artha. Literal meaning. Another meaning for artha is money. That is also artha. But this artha, what we are saying is not that money or word meaning. What we are saying is goal, gamyam, destination. That which is sought after by the human being. That which is sought after by the human being. This alone is called in Sanskrit Purushartha. Purushartha. What is Purushartha? Purushena Arthyate iti Purushartha. Purushena means by human being. Purusha means not here male person. Purusha means a human being, either male or female. Purushena Arthyate, that which is sought after by the human being is called Purushartha. What am I trying to do? Known to unknown. You all of you know whatever the first part I have said. That is very clear for you. But the same thing Shastra talks in its own language. So I am relating the concept to the Shastra term. Now you have come to Purushartha. This is the first point we have arrived at Purushartha. I want to achieve something. Now the next question is, why I want to achieve some goal? Why I want to reach a destination? Why I have to keep a certain goal in my life? Now again I am coming to the known topic. Then I will take you to unknown Shastra related term. You have to carefully have to follow me. Now, I want to be happy. Next topic. I want to be happy. I want to be free from pain. I want to be free from sorrow. I want to be free from uneasiness. For that sake, I keep a goal in my life. I want to be sorrow free person, every one of us. Yes or no? All of us want to be free from sorrow. That means what? I want to be happy. For that happiness sake, I have a goal in front of me. To achieve that goal, to be happy, I need, this is a desire. Okay? This is a desire. I want to be free from sorrow is a desire. I want to be free from unhappiness is a desire. To fulfill this desire to be happy, I need money. I want to appease my hunger. I want shelter. I want to protect my body from hot and cold. I want to be peaceful. Therefore, I require what? Money. Now see the step. I want to be free from sorrow. I want to be happy. Therefore, it is a desire. To fulfill that desire, I need money. And when I want this money also at that time, another desire also I have got. What is that? I don't want hurt by anyone. No one should cheat me. No one should exploit me. We desire it or not? Every one of us desire. I don't want to get hurt at any time by anyone at any place. This is natural, instinctive desire of every being, especially human being. Especially human being means he work for that. He has a freedom. Therefore, all this, now you come one by one, I am going to relate to the Shastra. I want to be free from sorrow. It is a desire. For that sake, I want money. At that time also, I don't want to get hurt by anyone. I don't want to be cheated by anyone. I don't want to be exploited by anyone. All these are in Sanskrit. We can put from this, you have to come now. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. I have started from the moksha back. So I want to be free from sorrow is called moksha. Moksha means what? Muchidhatu, to be free from. Tell me, you want to be free from what? You want to be free from sorrow, pain. That is called moksha. That is desire, kama. For that sake, I want to keep my body in a safe condition, money, artha. I don't want to be cheated by anyone, dharma. So, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Four purusharthas. This is what Shastra talks. Purushartha means what? Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, Purushartha. Every one of us seeking or not? Tell me now. Every one of us are seeking for Purushartha. This is second phase of learning. First phase, artha, the goal, purushena arthyate iti purushartha. The second stage, what is purushartha, that is dharma artha kama moksha. Now the next step, this dharma artha kama moksha are meant to attain my goal, my destination. To fulfill my destination, to reach my goal, I alone cannot accomplish, because I am a social animal. They say in history, they say man is a social animal. Animal enna theriyala why they say animal, social human being ani chollakudadu, animal ane chollitam. Okay, so because I am in a society, to achieve my goal, everyone have to follow certain disciplines, rules and regulations. The traffic on the road, everyone want to reach their goal, to office or to other places they want to reach. Tell me now, whoever want to reach their goal, destination, one person want to go to office, one person want to go to other shop, one person want to go to school, one person want to go to temple, they have their own destination. Everyone is going on the road. Tell me, to reach their goal, what they have to follow. In time, safely, to reach their destination, what they have to follow, you all of you know, traffic rules. They have to follow traffic rules without any chaos in the traffic signal. The people have to safely reach their destination. They have to follow traffic rules. How many of them have to follow? All of them. To reach one person on destination, my destination, that reaching of my destination depends on so many factors, so many people. Yes or no? You have to come to my class. It is not only your effort. How many people? So the whole system, the whole thing should be in harmony. Yes or no? Adhe madri, this life individual also, to reach a goal, a destination, there must be harmony in the society. Then alone I can reach my destination safely, in time, to a right place. Otherwise, what will happen? Wrong time to wrong place I will go. If there is a traffic problem, anything happens, suppose nobody follows traffic rules, what will happen? The person is not reaching destination. He will reach another destination. He will go to, instead of going to the school or temple, he will go to another place. Where? Casualty. Problem. Hospital he will go. Wrong place he will go. When he will go? Wrong time he will go. Wrong time in the means, the time, the muhurtam he has kept to go to temple, to go to the school and all, it has changed, it has gone in a different way. Difficult, that life you cannot imagine. Chollum bode kashtama irikkenna, how to face, imagine. Kekkaradhukke kashtama irikkum bodu, adhu நேராக வந்தால் தாங்க முடியுமா? அதே மாதிரி லைஃபு கூட ஒரு டெஸ்டினேஷன் ஒன்று இருக்குது, அது இன் டைம் ஐ ஹாவ் டு ரீச் சேஃப்லி. என்ன த ஹோல் யூனிவர்சல் லாஸ் ஷுட் பி மெயின்டெயின்டு பை த சுப்பீரியர் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஹூ ஹாவ் காட் திஸ் கோல். என்ன ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஹேஸ் காட் த கோல், ஸோ தே ஹாவ் டு மெயின்டெயின் த harmony. And to achieve the goal, what you have to do? Tell me now. Effort. Effort is required or not? Effort is very much required. Without effort, you can never attain or reach your goal. That effort is alone called Shrama. Shrama. Effort alone is called Shrama. When I have to put the effort, tell me now. I want to reach a destination. That destination is sorrowless, happy life. That destination I want to reach. Sorrow-free life I want to achieve. When I have to put effort? Morning? Evening? Or at the age of 10 years? Or 40 years? Or 70 years? When I have to put effort? Throughout my life. Throughout my life, my effort is required. As long as I live, I have to eat. I have to acquire certain things, basic needs to fulfill. Therefore, I need. That's why our Shastra tells, I design. If you want to achieve Purushartha, I will design a lifestyle for you. Shastra says, Ashrama. Shrama to ashrama, ashrama to brahmacharya ashrama. Now I am relating to Shastra. Whatever our Shastra is talking is not redundant or not relevant. How is it relevant? In the mundane activities, our opinions, our attitudes, which I am taking you to the Shastra's expression. Now, how much they are relevant and appropriate, you have to understand, tally them. Now, Shrama, when I have to do, I want to study, first thing. I want to earn money. If I have money, I can be happy, free from sorrow. So, I want to earn money, and how can you earn money, tell me? I have to study. I have to earn money, I have to work. To work, what I need? Qualification. Padipu vendama? Padipu. When can you study, tell me? At the age of 50 years? At the age of 30? No. You start, nowadays they are starting at 2.5 year age, no? Education begins at the age of 3.5 years, they are starting. Up to maximum 25 years you study. All this study is called effort or not? This is effort, Shrama. What Shrama and which age? Brahmacharya ashrama. Brahmacharya means bachelor. Kalyanam pandit padikiren swamiyana. You have to padika mudiyum. You cannot concentrate. You cannot study. Before marriage, you are entering into a grihastha ashrama, you have to complete your study. That means a bachelorhood. That is called a brahmacharya ashrama. You have to put effort in a bachelor stage of life. That's what generally we are seeing in the society. For that, what Shastra says, what word Shastra gives? Brahmacharya ashrama. What is the age? You know, 25 years. First 25 years of life. One stage of life. Your Shrama is over? I request you to close that glasses. Shrama is over? Can you say after getting qualification, Swamini, my effort is over now? Nijamana effort eppudu start aagum. Because you are searching for job. And you have to enter so many places, interview, interview, interview. Person is not selected. Nalekva, sholinda irpa. Inna effort parang. How many places you have to put application? How many times you have to attend the interview? అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ అటెండింగ్ ఆల్సో ఆఫ్టర్ గెట్టింగ్ జాబ్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ ప్రమోషన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు రైట్ ఎగ్జామ్స్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఆర్ కమ్స్ అండర్ వాట్ శ్రమ సో యూ గెట్ జాబ్ దెన్ వాట్ యూ డూ ఐ గో టు జాబ్ హూ విల్ గివ్ ఫుడ్ దెన్ యూ వాంట్ ఏ పార్ట్నర్ సో షీ విల్ కుక్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ షీ విల్ సెండ్ యూ టు ఆఫీస్ దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ అలాగా ఇరుకులేం హౌస్ హోల్డర్ స్టేజ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ యువర్ శ్రమ ఇస్ ఓవర్ నో ఆఫ్టర్ రిటైర్మెంట్ ఆల్సో எந்த கிளாஸுக்கு இன்னும் எந்த பேங்கில் போடணும் இந்த பணம் எவ்வளோ இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் வரும் ஹவு டு டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் மை கிராண்ட் சில்ட்ரன் கல்யாணம் பண்ணணும் பையனுக்கு பொண்ணுக்கு கல்யாணம் பண்ணணும் அதுக்காக தேடணும் ஜாதகம் எல்லாம் பார்க்கணும் நாகதோஷம் அதெல்லாம் இருக்கக்கூடாது என்னென்ன தோஷம் இல்லைக்கோ அதெல்லாம் பரிகாரம் பண்ணணும் அந்தந்த டெம்புக்கு போய் அந்தந்த பரிகாரம் பண்ணணும் இதெல்லாம் என்ன ஸ்ரம ஐ worked for my sake that time, now I am working for family members. So Shrama is involved or not? There. So I put my effort for that also and I put some effort for my going to temple. Somehow I have retired. Now many people are going, keeping tours and all, pilgrimage centers. So in the vayasula pola ninga eppo po mudiyum sari poittu varona adhu Shrama. Shrama irukka illaya ஏதோ புண்ணியம் சம்பாதிக்கணும் ஐ வாண்ட் டு ஏர்ன் லாட் ஆஃப் புண்ணியா ஐ வாண்ட் டு சீ தட் காட் கும்பகோணம் போலியேன்னு கவலைப்படாதுங்கோ ஐ ஹாவ் தட் மகாமகம் தீர்த்தம் ஐ வில் டூ புரோக்ஷணம் ஸோ கும்பகோணம் போகணும்னு எஃபர்ட் பண்ணணும் வெரி வெரி ஆஸ்பிஷியஸ் டே டு டே ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் எஃபர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் தேர் ஸ்ரம இஸ் இன்வால்வ் தேர் ஃபோர் ஃபார் தட் வாட் சாஸ்திர டெல்ஸ் வான பிரஸ்த ஆசிரம வனம் பிரதி கச்சதி இது வானப்பிரஸ்த ஆசிரம வனத்துக்கெல்லாம் போகிறதில்லை அங்கங்கே கேம்ப்ஸுக்கெல்லாம் போவேன் ராமேஸ்வரம் ரிஷிகேஷோ ஹரித்வாரோ இதெல்லாம் வனம் பிரதி கச்சதி தனியாக இப்போ வனத்துக்கு எங்கே போக முடியும் ஸோ ஐ ஆம் டூயிங் ஜப்பா ஆர் ரைட்டிங் ராமபோட்டி ஆர் ரீடிங் சம் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் புக்ஸ் ஸோ திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் லைஃப் 62 or 55 to 75 இயர்ஸ் ஸ்ரம இருக்கா இல்லையா அதில் கூட ஸோ அதனால ஆசிரம தானே அப்போ கூட ஸோ வானப்பிரஸ்த ஆசிரம தேர்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் லைஃப் இதெல்லாம் எதுக்கு அது மறக்கக்கூடாது எதுக்காக நிம்மதி ஆனந்தம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோ ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோக்காக காலேஜுக்கு போய் படித்து ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோக்காக ஜாப் எல்லாம் எடுத்துட்டு ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோக்காக இன்னும் பண்ண முடியாத ஜாபை ரிட்டையர் ஆகிடவே போதும்னு சொல்லி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோக்காக எல்லா புண்ணியக்ஷேத்திரம் எல்லாம் பார்த்து அங்கே இங்கே போய் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் சாரோக்காக ஒன்றும் வேண்டாம் இப்போ நான் விழுந்தோம் இதெல்லாம் எதுக்குன்னா ஆல் ஸ்டேஜஸ் ஆஃப் லவ் ஃபைனலி யூ கம் டு ரெனன்சியேஷன் ரெனன்சியேஷன் என்ன எனக்கு ஒன்றும் வேண்டாம் எல்லாம் பார்த்தியாச்சு ஐ ஹவ் சீன் எவ்ரி திங் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் யூ ஆர் நாட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் இன் பலூன்ஸ் You are not interested in worldly activities. You are not interested in worldly games or worldly activities, not interested because I have completed. At the age of 75, you come to renounce one by one, one by one. That after renouncing also, you are working for what? You are more concentrating on Ishvara. Generally, people at the age of 75, கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் பக்தி வளரும் என்ன எல்லாமே பார்த்தியாச்சு ஒன்றும் கிடையாது உலகத்தில் அப்போ யூ ஃபீல் தட் பிரசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த காட் மோர் தட் பக்தி யூ ரிலேட் தட் டைம் யூ டூ சாதனை அகெயின் சிந்தனா மனநம் அண்ட் யூ ஸ்டார்ட் மோர் அண்ட் மோர் இன்வால்மெண்ட் இன் த டிவோஷனல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆர் சோஷியல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஹெல்பிங் அதர்ஸ் ஆல் வி ஆர் டூயிங் That is called sannyasa ashrama. Sannyasa means what? Renouncing, withdrawing. Namma renounce pannala na avanga renounce panni povaa. Enna other people. Now you are old, sit here. Therefore, better they are renouncing us, better we renounce. என்ன எல்லா இடத்துக்கு போக முடியாது. I cannot go along with my grandchildren, I cannot run along with them, I cannot play along with them, I cannot go to all functions like them. So therefore, that's why they renounce us. When we become old, very old, naturally. See, if I, they take me at the age of 80, for my sake they have to slow down. They have to walk slowly, they cannot go. நான் ஒரு இடத்துக்கு போனவன்னா 1 hour ஆகும். But they can reach within 5 minutes. That's why I will become an obstacle for them. So therefore, what they do? Veetlayiru and chollite they'll go. They renounce you. Adhu intelligent person, mature person, before they are renouncing, this person renounce them. Nee ella poittu vaango, naan inge irundhu japam pandren solluva. This is renouncing. Nee mentality, that's a renouncing. Anna kashaya vastram pottukkanum avashyam kedaiyadhu. மனசு தானாவே ஃபிசிக்கலாகவோ மென்டலியாவோ வேண்டாம், நமக்கு முடியாது. அதனால் மனசு வித் ட்ரா ஃப்ரம் மெனி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ். நவ் டெல் மீ, திஸ் இஸ் வாட் சாஸ்திரா சேஸ். பிரம்மச்சரியாசிரம, கிரகஸ்தாசிரம, வானப்பிரஸ்தாசிரம, சந்யாசாசிரம, 4 ஆசிரமாஸ் பிகின் வித் வாட்? ஸ்ரம. நவ் யூ சீ ஹவு பியூட்டிஃபுல் இட் இஸ். Now from goal to purushartha to chaturvidha purushartha to ashrama we have come. 4 stages of life. Now in the 4 stages of life, la, what are the rules and principles, regulations? Shastra says, when we are living together in the society, what we do? Generally, early morning after getting up, inike, today my... All my, the whole routine should go smoothly. My whole routine should go smoothly. Paper aalukku time-ku varanum. Paal aal time-ku varanum. Gas time-ku varanum. Ellame time-ku tak-takku vandranum. Adukkaga enna pannuvom? Bhagavane, please help me. First start with what? Prayer. Enna, throughout the day I want to be free from obstacles. You start with the prayer. So everyone, one way or other, we are praying, either internally or physically. We are all doing or not? We are doing that. I will tell all related names later. Now, the second one, we are all praying to the Lord. The next one, since I am here because of my parents, my grandparents, I respect them, I take care of them. So because they have given me this birth and they have given me education, they have given me so many things, food, shelter, clothes, everything they have provided. Therefore, I respect them also. I show my gratitude also. I am supposed to show. Nowadays, people are not showing. That is a different thing. But generally, we show gratitude to our ancestors. Yes or no? We are all showing. This is number 2. Number 3, leave it. Number 4 only I will tell you. Number 4, generally when we are in the society, we generally help each other. So person to person, help each other. Ottrumaya irukkirade. So I need other person's help. They need my help. So like this, like an institution, like an organization. So person help each other. Are we doing or not now? We are doing that, helping each other. Not only that, helping each other between not only human beings, helping each other between that even animals. We are depending on cow, the cattle. We are getting milk. Therefore we are taking care of them. We are taking care of our pet dog because it is guarding the house, security for my house. So I am taking care of. For temples, they are taking care of elephants. So this is all animals, birds we are taking care of. These are alone, Shastra says, gives in a new terms. New terms illa. Adhu da term. Namma new term kuduthutom. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒன் இஸ் கால்டு தெய்வ யஜ்ஞம். நீங்கள் பண்ணுற பூஜை எல்லாமே கிருஷ்ணாஷ்டமிக்கு, ராமநவமிக்கு, தேவி நவராத்திரி, இதெல்லாம் இந்த அக்கேஷனலாக பூஜை பண்ணுறது. டெய்லி வாட் பூஜா யூ ஆர் டூயிங், த ப்ரேயர் இதர் எலாபரேட்லி ஆர் ஷார்ட் ஃபார்ம், வாட் எவர் யூ ஆர் டூயிங், ஜஸ்ட் நமஸ்காரம் ஆல்சோ இஸ் எ தெய்வ யஜ்ஞம். ஸோ யூ ஆர் யூ டூயிங் தெய்வ யஜ்ஞம் ஆர் நாட்? யூ ஆர் ஆல் டூயிங் தெய்வ யஜ்ஞம். யஜ்ஞம்னா என்ன? ஹோம குண்டம் அது கிடையாது. யஜ்ஞம் மீன்ஸ் அன் ஆக்ஷன் வித் ஏ ரெவரென்ஷியல் ஆட்டிடியூட். எனி ஆக்ஷன் டன் பை மீ வித் ஏ ரெவரென்ஷியல் ஆட்டிடியூட், வித் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ஆட்டிடியூட், தட் ஈஸ் கால்டு யஜ்ஞம். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? அக்கார்டிங் டு அவர் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ், எனி ஆக்ஷன் ஐ டூ, இஃப் ஐ சர்வ் மை பேரண்ட்ஸ் வித் ரெவரன்ஸ், இட் இஸ் எ பித்ரு யஜ்ஞம். இஃப் ஐ வர்ஷிப் காட் வித் ரெவரன்ஸ், இட் இஸ் தெய்வ யஜ்ஞம். If I worship my parents, it is Pitru Yajna, number 2. Number 3, apparam cholrena. Number 4, if I serve to other human being with reverence, it is Manushya Yajna. Lions Club, Rotary Clubs, they are calling now. This is said already in Manushya Yajna. Neemula, Shastra anna chollirikka munnadi. Namakku Manushya Yajna anna theriyadu. Rotary Club anna puriyum. ஆர் லைன்ஸ் கிளப்னா புரியும், ஆர் லேடிஸ் கிளப்னா தான் புரியும். மனுஷ யஜ்ஞம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ சர்வ் எ ஃபெல்லோ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் வித் ரெவரன்ஸ், குட் ஆட்டிடியூட், தட் இஸ் கால்ட் மனுஷ யஜ்ஞம். இட் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் இன் அவர் சொசைட்டி நவ், வி ஆர் ஆல் டூயிங் தட். அண்ட் பூத யஜ்ஞம் ஃபைனலி, taking care of the cat, taking care of the dog, taking care of the cattle, even though I am not taking care of, another person is taking care of, and he is giving milk, providing milk for us, and we are giving money. With that money he is taking care of that animals. So that means what? We are all taking care of what? Other living beings also. We are taking care of the trees. This is called bhuta யஜ்ஞம். தீஸ் நேம்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி தே செட் லாங் பிஃபோர் இன் அவர் சாஸ்திர. வி ஆர் திங்கிங் நவ் ஓன்லி சோஷியல் சர்வீஸ் ஹேஸ் கம், நவ் ஓன்லி தீஸ் ஆர்கனைசேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் கம்மிங் அண்ட் சர்விங். முன்னாடி எல்லாம் கிடையாதுன்னு சொல்கிறோம். இதெல்லாம் வேதத்தில் முன்னாடியே சொல்லியிருக்கு. அந்த லாங்குவேஜ் புரியலை நமக்கு, புது பேர் வச்சுக்கிட்டோம். அதுதான் புரியறதும். வாட் இஸ் தட் மிடில் ஒன்? அதுதான் சீக்ரெட் சொல்கிறேன். எவ்ரி ஒன் டூயிங் திஸ் தேவ யஜ்ஞ, மேக்ஸிமம் பீப்புள் தட் கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்டிங் டெம்பிள்ஸ், ரெனவேட்டிங் டெம்பிள்ஸ், டூயிங் பூஜாஸ், அபிஷேகம்ஸ், மெனி. நவ் யூ சி மகாமகம், 5 lakhs பீப்புள் வெண்ட் அண்ட் டுக் பாத் தேர், அண்ட் யூ சி த ரஷ் க்ரௌட் இன் த டெம்பிள்ஸ். ஸோ எவ்ரி ஃபெஸ்டிவல், எவ்ரி ஈவன் ஆர்டினரி வாட் இஸ் தட் பிரதோஷம், யூ சி ஹவு ரஷ் நியர் த டெம்பிள், ஈவன் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஆன் த ரோட். நவ் பிரதோஷம் இஸ் பிகமிங் வெரி ஃபேமஸ் இன் மெட்ராஸ் எஸ்பெஷலி தமிழ்நாடு. ஸோ சம் ஹவ் ஆர் அதர் தேவ யஜ்ஞா இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன், டேக்கிங் பிளேஸ். அண்ட் பித்ரு யஜ்ஞா ஆல்சோ மெனி பீப்புள் தே ஆர் டூயிங் ஸ்ரார்த்த கர்மா, ஷோயிங் தேர் ரெவரன்ஸ், கிராட்டிடியூட் டு த பித்ரூஸ் by doing shraddha karma methodically. Some people give do annadanam, some people take care of orphanage in the name of pitrus. So pitru yajna is also going on, manushya yajna also going on, many organizations, blood banks, eye donations, all these are going on. Manushya yajna also going on, and bhuta yajna also going on. Nowadays everywhere many dogs are there. You see the early morning people are walking, the dog is going front, person is walking back, and so somehow bhuta yajna is also going on. But what yajna is not going on, not taking place in a brahma yajna? Unfortunately Brahmayajna means Rishi Yajna. Brahmayajna means Rishi Yajna. Remembering the Rishis, those who have given the Shastra scriptures. I have to study Shastra and keeping that whole teaching of our Rishis, those who have received the teaching, the revelations of the God. That revelations of God received by the Rishis and they have come parampara as the scriptures. Those scriptures, if I study only, I am doing Brahma Yajna. If I don't study scriptures, I am not doing Brahma Yajna and Artham. How can you say, Swamini, Brahma Yajna is not going, not taking place? Because everybody interested in studying physics, chemistry, computer, or MBA, MA, or doctorate, or engineer, lawyer, everything. But nobody want to study Bhagavad Gita. Nobody want to study Ramayana, Bhagavata, Bharata, or Narayaniyam, or Thirukkural even. Only Parayana milya, meaning also, Artha. Tell me, how many people are studying? How many people are dedicating their time for scriptural study? So to achieve a goal, every person have to keep Daiva Yajna, Pitra Yajna, Brahma Yajna, and Manushya Yajna, and Bhuta Yajna. Now this Brahma Yajna we have to do, because in olden days in Gurukula, when the person goes to Gurukula, along with the professional study for survival, you know, they will teach one subject. Apart from that, every person has to study Dharma Shastra, Manu Shastram Padikano. What are all our scriptures they should know? Minimum knowledge they must have. Vishnu Sahasranamam, Lalita Sahasranamam, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayanam, Bharatam, Bhagavatam, compulsory in the Gurukula. Now tell me, in our schools, modern convents, no? The convent schools, modern so-called, they come with, you know, advertisement. Schools, when they are starting, a school with a new prospects, new concept, first they give advertisement. அதுக்கப்புறம் ஒன்றும் காணும். என்னதான் புது கான்செப்டில் ஒன்றும் கிடையாது. ஆல் ஸ்கூல்ஸ் மேக்ஸிமம் வென் த பிகின் தே வில் ஸ்டார்ட் வித் நியூ, எல்லாம் ஓல்டு நேம் எல்லாம் கொண்டு வருவான், என்ன சமஸ்கிருத நேம் எல்லாம் வச்சுருப்பான், என்ன குருகுலமானே பேர் ஸ்கூலுக்கு, மந்திர் அனு பேர், வித்யா மந்திர் என்று பேர், எல்லாம் அழகான சான்ஸ்கிரிட் நேம்ஸ் எல்லாம் தேடி தேடி வச்சு என்னதான் சொல்லி கொடுக்குறான்னா, அமெரிக்கன் எஜுகேஷன், British education they are teaching. A for as and chulva. G for chulanama. Venda. Ella animals names. All these names say they never teach the culture. They never try to teach in our schools and colleges what is going on. Only that education which feeds my this stomach, not the mind. That is imbalance education is going on in our society now. Imbalance education. How can we say that is imbalance education? If it is a balanced education, a student when come out from the school or college never feel depressed. If he won't get job, he won't get any selection in any interview, he never get depressed. If it is a balanced education, it is imbalanced education we can say, because the students who are coming out, the products from the colleges and students, they are all in frustration, restless condition. By that we can say it is imbalanced education. It is not an education, it is so-called education, because Brahma Yajnam is not there. They have not taught anything. Now that's why people are coming at the age of 75 to do Brahma Yajna. Tell me, how can you do? How can you study at the age of 75, 85? How much lifespan rest left for you? How much lifespan left for you? How much vast our scriptures? What a language it has got. Where is time for me? And my faculties are coming down and down day by day. If I neglect Brahma Yajna at the early ages, when can I study? Therefore, we don't want this type of education, which is making the students, keeping the students in a frustrated condition, not knowing that importance of that Brahma Yajna. If I study Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata at the age of the 5 or 3, I can develop a reverence. How to behave with my brother? How to behave with my sister-in-law? How to behave with my uncle? How to behave with my father? How to respect my father? How to respect my mother? If I study Ramayana, Bharata, only I can know. Otherwise, I cannot know. Impossible. That's why our children are not knowing. Today, how Rama gave respect to his father? If I study Ramayana, I can know. How a brother should have love and affection with his crow brother? If I study Ramayana, Bharata, Lakshmana, I can understand what is love between brothers or sister. Without this study, how can I learn values? Where from I can get? There is the possibility. No possibility. So that possibility we want to provide by keeping this Saturday class. If you want to utilize that Brahma Yajna, you want to do, you can attend the Saturday classes. You can know more values, what are all given in our scriptures, how to lead a life, what is the right age? What is the right age to learn values, tell me? Don't say lies and therinjukuradhukku enna the correct age? 50 varshama? Respect all the whole creation therinjukuradhukaga I have to study scriptures. What age, tell me? When I get little maturity, my mind is able to grasp, that is the right age. At the age of 13, 14, 15, right age. Stories previous age, you know, early ages. Afterwards, I have to study. Teenage begins means I have to enter into the Shastra. Parayanam ellame at the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whole Bhagavad Gita by heart. Lalita Sahasranama by heart. Vishnu Sahasranama by heart. Bhajans, songs, kirtanas, ellame. Vaay theranda paattu da varum. Bhagavan naamam da varum. Kolanda ella kattikittana. Appuram enna na? அதில் இருக்கிற மீனிங் எல்லாம் பார்க்க போகிறேன். என்ன பிரம்ம யஜ்ஞம்? இதுதான் அர்த்தம். அர்த்தா ஐ ஹாவ் டு நோ. வென் கேன் ஐ நோ அர்த்தா? இஃப் தே ஆர் ஆல் ஆன் மை டங், இட் இஸ் ஈஸி டு நோ த அர்த்தா. நமக்கு இப்போ என்னென்னா, பிரம்ம யஜ்ஞமும் ஒரே வாட்டி தான், பாராயணமும் ஒரே வாட்டி தான். அதனால் கணேஷ பஞ்சரத்னம் ஹவு மெனி ஆஃப் அஸ் நோ? That's why I have to teach now. Guru Stotram, Sharada Stotram, idella naalu vayasula kattika vendiya stotrangal. Yena naalu vayasula kattukiradhukku namakku school lonu vaayppu kadikala. Not for all, maximum people nowadays. Engiyum vaayppu kadikala padikiradhukku. Enna pandrathu? Okay. Now this is also a right time. Whenever opportunity comes, it is a right time. I need not feel guilty. Parayanam pandre, meaning kattikare. Bhagavad Gita shlokam padikare, meaning padikare. So therefore, Brahma Yajna is lacking in the society. There are many social organizations. There are many Devalaya trusts. Those are taking care of temples. There are many animal husbandries that they are taking animals, taking care of. And Pitrus, they are also taking care of. Old age homes are there. That is the Pitru Yagna nadakkirathu ange. Old age homes. Edho irukke paravaala. Adhu illa na enga povom paavam. But Brahma Yagna, how many people are there who have totally dedicated for Shastra and studied deeply in Shastra and bringing the whole meaning of Shastra and imparting that to the people? Tell me, how many are there dedicated for the scriptural teaching, studying the scriptures and bringing the whole teaching into one's whole life and giving to others? Tell me, how many are there? Not telling Puranam, I am asking. Not giving discourse. Not telling that Harikatha. I am telling, just as you study physics, chemistry, notebook, how you are writing? College, punctual, attending, regular, apai padikkirala illaya? Appadi padikkira maadhiri engayavadhu irukka? Romba kammi. Very, very rare. அதுக்கு தான் இந்த கிளாஸஸ். சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்காக ஹவ் யூ ஆர் அதர் பீப்புள் ஆர் லேர்னிங் அதர் சப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், ஃபிசிக்ஸ், கெமிஸ்ட்ரி, மேக்ஸ், கம்ப்யூட்டர் சயின்ஸ், டான்ஸ் ஆர் மியூசிக், ஹவு தே ஆர் லேர்னிங், ஹவு தே ஆர் ரைட்டிங் நோட்ஸ், ஹவு தே ஆர் தியரிட்டிக்கலி லேர்னிங். தட்ஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் தே கிவ் ஃபஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் டிமான்ஸ்ட்ரேஷன் கிளாஸ்ன்னு போடுறான் இல்லையா, எல்லாம் தியரியெல்லாம் சொல்லுவான், அப்புறம் பண்ணணும். அது மாதிரி இந்த பிரம்ம யஜ்ஞம் ஆல்சோ ஷுட் டேக் பிளேஸ். தேர் ஃபார் ஹியர் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டடி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் இன் தட் மேனர் வித் ரைட்டிங் நோட்ஸ், வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங், கோயிங் டு த டெப்த் ஆஃப் தட் அண்ட் ஜெனரல் இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன்ஸ் வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு கிவ். டோன்ட் பாதர் அபவுட் டைம். ஹாவ் எ நோட் புக், ரைட் டவுன், பி ரெகுலர், பி பங்க்சுவல். If I do not know the Sanskrit language, doesn't matter. What I am speaking language is very simple English. No, I have not studied any convent school. Okay, my English is very simple. I hope I can communicate. I am confident I can communicate the subject. So therefore, you need not worry about the language. So these are all instructions. If you follow, you will get the benefit of the study of Shastra. So every Saturday, we have a Brahma Yajna class, Rishi Yajna class. So further details we'll see in the next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.